Reed Abbott's with us with AgriLiquid. Reed, always good to talk to you guys. And a little connection to Murray. Got a good friend in Murray, I know, in Kentucky, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir. Love the state, for sure.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with AgriLiquid. You guys, it's been an interesting year in Kentucky. We have wet spring, dry summer, wet again this fall. How does AgriLiquid, what are you guys doing to help with that?
Yeah, well, as a high-efficiency fertilizer company, and we've got all the nutrients from nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium in a liquid form, our technology really allows for very flexible application parameters. So, you know, if a guy needs to bend or flex that program, we have a very good ability to do that. You know, obviously we like to start off with a good soil test and a good base soil program, but we've got plenty of in-season options as well to take care of fertility, help guys delay that decision so that they can maybe understand the risk going into those times. And also maybe help a crop get through some of those difficult times.
It's been an interesting year to do that, for sure. And so for folks who may not know much about AgriLiquid, tell us a bit more about AgriLiquid, what really you guys do for farmers.
So we're primarily, I would say our foundation is that planter time application. So again, we've got everything from N, P, and K, but really the differentiator for us is our technology. So we have a plant-based carbon molecule that we refer to as our Nutreak technology, and that helps not only the efficiency of fertilizer not getting tied up in the soil and mitigating some of those loss factors, but also helps to enhance the absorption of those nutrients into the plant. So very efficient, very clean, very high quality product, for sure.
A lot of farmers around us are beginning to talk about really just putting it down where they need it versus spreading it over the entire row, putting it right in that row. And you guys, AgriLiquid, work perfect for that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And on years like this year where margins are tight and stuff like that, putting it in the right place at the right time, you know, kind of following that 4R mentality. Plus, you know, there's a lot of money that's wasted by over-application and things like that, fertilizer getting tied up. So by being able to make sure that we're targeting exactly what we need to do, we've got the ability to do that and hopefully get the best bang for your buck in your fertility program.
I think in a year like this, Reed, where margins are tight, commodity prices aren't exactly where farmers would like to have them right now, the more you can put precisely like that, the better it is for them.
Absolutely. And I would also say that we're big proponents of utilizing soil testing. I feel like at AgriLiquid, we've got some of the best agronomists to go through that with the guy. Our dealer network is a very talented dealer network as well. We spend a lot of time on training our dealers to take a look at those soil tests, really dig deep into what that next dollar that we're going to spend in our program is going to bring them. And I think that that's an advantage for us.
What are you hearing back from farmers who are using AgriLiquid in their operation? Are they seem to be pleased with what it's doing for them? How's it helping them?
Absolutely. I would say we have some of the most loyal customers. We've been in business since 1983 and continue to grow throughout the country. And I feel like the customers that come to us, they see the advantages right away and stick with us for the long run.
On a year like this where we've had the dry, the wet, then the dry, then the wet again, how does AgriLiquid help maintain the nutrients in the soil like that?
Well, I think you know, again, you've just kind of ad lib. You know, again, that technology that we have allows that fertility to remain available regardless of those environmental conditions. But then again, we've also got a lot of products and product attributes that allow us to be able to bend and flex, like with foliar applications or, you know, side dress, wide drop applications, those types of things. So if we do get that hot, dry period, we might go in with a potassium application or a nitrogen application, try to help get that plant through that stress period for sure.
I know you guys are always working on new things. What's out there on the radar for folks?
Well, we just acquired Monty's Plant Food, and so we've got you know, that product line that we're going to be starting to incorporate, and that technologies that we're going to start to be incorporating. We've got a lot of different things. We've got a 1,000-acre research farm up in Michigan that we're constantly bringing on new technologies and new products. So there's a lot of different things coming down the line.
We did some stuff with you guys when you acquired Monty's Plant Food, and it's really good merger, a good acquisition for you guys, and a good partnership there.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of things that go hand in hand with those technologies, and so I'm looking forward to seeing what our innovation department's going to bring out.
So folks need to know more about how they can use AgriLiquid in their operation and combine it with Monty's Plant Food. just go talk to your local dealer?
Yep. Well, and we've got agriliquid.com, which is our website. So you've got product information there, all of our research information throughout our history available, as well as how to get in touch with your dealer or any one of us.
Very good to talk with you. Thank you for having a great partnership over the years. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yes. Looking forward to it. Thank you.